Well, hello guys, welcome to the Australian Wedding Podcast. I hope everyone is doing really well. Thank you for listening to all of our episodes so far. I can't believe, Brendan, that we're up to episode 8.
Yeah, it's just flown, hasn't it?
Honestly, you know, at the beginning of this year, kind of when I was like, let's do this podcast, and you're like, what do you want it to be about? Who are we going to talk about? And I can't believe we've had 7 great episodes. Well, 6 great episodes with guests, and we obviously have another guest today, which is excellent.
Yeah, and it's really great to know that a lot of our guests are saying similar things and have a really similar attitude towards the wedding industry. It's really nice to know that we're not the only ones out there who love what we do. And I think it's nice as well for, you know, potential brides and grooms out there to hear that there are people really dedicated to not just them, but the wedding industry itself, especially through these hard times.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what's really, really good lately is we've actually been having people write in and talk to us and offer suggestions on what they want to hear. So
yeah,
guys, we are listening to you. We do have some episodes coming up later on where we're going to be talking about certain things, from, you know, photography and videography kind of tips to lots of things. You know, people want to hear from people that work with bridal gowns and, you know, everything, rings. Like, so many people are writing in saying we'd love to hear these kind of things. So we are listening, and if you do want to hear something on this podcast, please write into us and say, hey, this is what I want to know about.
Yeah, and look, not only that, but if you're a bride who's currently going through the process of booking your wedding and you've had some great experiences or some things that you wish you knew at the start, feel free to give us a call and even come on an episode. And, you know, you might be able to share your experience with other brides who are going through the same thing and help them out. We'd love to hear from you guys as well.
So let's be real, Brendan. You know, I know, wedding planning is tough. You know, not that we did much of it, let's be honest, our wives did, but there is so much involved in a wedding, you know.
There is, which I guess brings us to our guest for this evening. This is a wonderful lady who has had many years in the wedding experience and done a lot of event coordinations. She is the owner and operator of Rustic Weddings, who is also an award winner from the Bride's Choice Awards this year, as well as the owner of Hello Lucy Lou. So I would love to introduce you all to Louise Dewar. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Louise. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys, for the invite.
No,
super excited.
More than happy to have you along. And you said off the air as well that you've been listening to some of our episodes.
Yes, it's good. It's very informative. And to hear someone else's opinion of their business is great.
So with the episodes that we've had on our podcast, and you've been listening to it, have you seen value in these episodes and what they can bring to brides and grooms and couples out there?
Oh, absolutely. It's the inside information that you need, the things that you don't come across, I guess, by reading the socials. This is word mouth to mouth, I guess, communication straight from the source.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the thing is, you are right. People don't like to read much nowadays. Like, it's lazy, but I don't read as much. I would rather listen to a podcast or watch a video or something like that. So I think there's definitely value in this podcast and it helps people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. And Louise, you've even organised and run a lot of wedding expos in the past as well. So I guess even with those, they're to some extent a pretty run and gun sort of day. You've got a lot of different vendors in one place and people want to get around to everyone. And they might not have, you know, we run about a 40 minute to an hour episode. They might not have that time to really delve in deep with, you know, a particular vendor about their services and about some tips and tricks and history of that sort of thing. So I guess the podcast is another way that you can just get a little bit deeper into that with each vendor in particular. In saying that, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences with running the wedding expos and how that kind of came about?
Sure. Well, I guess initially I wanted to promote creative and talented local wedding professionals instead of getting people to, you know, buy out of the area to actually look into the vendors that are in this area. And I initially went for what complemented my venue. And then I realized that after a couple of years of doing it, I really need to spread my wings a little bit further and look for what sort of vibe did I want to create on the day. So I didn't want it to be like the big wedding venues where you lined up, booth to booth, you know, and you see hundreds and hundreds of brides, but you don't actually connect with your brides. So I want it to be more fun, more relaxed, and make sure that the vendors got to connect with the brides personally.
Yeah, I think that's really important as well, what you said about making sure it's local vendors, because it is really nice. I mean, look, I must admit, I personally get a lot of weddings out of area as well, but every now and then the bride and groom want to know that it is a local vendor that knows the area really well. So that's a really important thing, and something I guess that a lot of expos would bring to the table, so to speak, knowing that they are going to be local vendors in that area to be a part of the expo.
Yeah, absolutely. And you actually save by doing that. One, there's no travel fees involved. You know, like a lot of the ones that will come out of the area will charge you for travel to come here. And then you've got these people know other people in the industry.
Yeah.
So they can recommend. So you'll get the same creative people with the same vibe that you may be after, or the same theme that you're after on your wedding day. They sort of work together and complement each other. So they'll in turn complement your day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's a really good atmosphere, though, for, you know, to support those local small businesses as well, which is very much important in these times as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, yes. I attended one of your expos and it was great. Met a fair few couples there and it was fun. It was a fun atmosphere. I've been to a fair few expos where it's been really kind of hard to talk to people because they're in smaller rooms and there's so many people. But it was really nice at yours because it was out and open. It was a nice day. We came from a wedding the day before. We were absolutely exhausted, but
yeah, that's right. We had a 16 and a half hour wedding the day before.
Yep.
In Wollongong. Yeah. Yep. And we actually stayed there that night because we finished at like midnight and we started at 8:30 in the morning, I think it was. Something crazy. And then we stayed in Wollongong that night. We got up the next day and drove straight to to your expo.
Oh
so,
my god, you did well, guys.
Yeah. Very
well. I think we were just running on whatever fuse we could have. I think that coffee in the morning and that was about it.
Yeah.
But it was good though. We met a few couples.
We were running on adrenaline and love for the wedding industry.
Oh, absolutely. Don't we all?
And I think the thing that was good about that expo that you ran, as opposed to a few others that I'd been to, was that you made sure to spread out the vendors there. You didn't have too many of one. So not only was it overpopulated and it was too hard to make a decision, but because you did that, and I'm guessing this is your thought behind it, someone could go there and book their whole wedding because absolutely, you've made sure that there was, you know, enough spread of each kind of vendor there that it made it really beneficial to them. So is that kind of what you would look at when you're planning those days?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what we normally do, or what I normally do, is when I'm selecting vendors, is like there's so many categories. Like from the day before your wedding, the day of your wedding, the day, your actual wedding day, the night of the wedding, you're going home, the honeymoon, the whole, there's just so many categories that you can bring in. So you don't need to have 24 celebrants and two photographers.
Yeah.
There is so much, you know, so much choice these days, I guess. So it was really easy, and the Hawkesbury, it was really easy to fill the spots because the Hawkesbury is full of, you know, creative, Hawkesbury Blue Mountains full of creative people. So, yeah, I found it really good. I aimed for 5 for each category because I thought that was a fair number, and that was the amount of space that I had to. So I had to think about how much space have I got, and I didn't want, you know, putting two photographers together, and I didn't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or, you know, overwhelmed by other people's work.
Of course.
So that's why we spread it the way we did.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, as a vendor at an expo, 100% you look at other vendors, but you don't look at other vendors for the sheer purpose of, oh, who are these people? Like, you look at these vendors and go, because I always look at other videographers, like either not just at expos, but like online, and go, they're inspiring. Like, I want to do stuff like that. So it's always nice to see the talent out there. And there's so much talent out there for sure. Now, with the expos, do you have any kind of tips for couples when they go to an expo? What should they kind of look out for? Kind of what is a game plan that they should have on an expo day?
I guess they're all seeking inspiration and information, so go well prepared with cameras. Cameras are really good on your phones because you can take photos of the stands so you remember them at the end of the day, their faces.
That's a good one.
Yeah, their business cards and their photos, get them. I always make that suggestion. I think it's good. Take the people that are going to be involved in your day with you so that you can get a second opinion. Think about it. Don't make decisions. Oh, it's not that don't make decisions on the day. You're going to know when you connect with that person straight away. You're going to go, oh, yeah, that's, I really love his work or her work, and I can see what they can do. But if there's so, then wedding expo booths can be so regimental where you've got so much time. You've got a certain space, and you, in that space you've got to be as creative as you can. Try and look past that booth to the person and their work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and follow up after the expo, you know, on their socials, check out their work and make contact, you know, via email.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the thing is, there's going to be a lot of things thrown at couples on a expo. There's going to be vendors, there's going to be prices, there's going to be deals, there's going to be, you know, taste testing. Well, there's going to be all these things that are going to happen.
Yes.
And it can be overwhelming. I know when I was getting married, we went to one expo. It was a massive expo in the city, and it was overwhelming for sure. So I guess along your lines is just take, when you are looking at those vendors, don't just look at them, what they have there on that day, like invest in them, like stalk them in a sense.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Yeah. Stalking is really, really good.
Because you want to see the quality of work that they produce.
Yes.
And that's why we have social media, like stalk away.
Yeah, that's right. And we're not all salespersons.
No.
We are all passionate about what we love, and weddings is obviously something that we do because we love it, but we're not all front people, I guess. There's a lot of us that work behind the scenes and are happy to work behind the scenes to create the dreams.
Yeah.
But don't also, like, don't just look at what's happening there at the expos. Like, looking into them further is going to look at their quality of work, which is what we talk about all the time. You know, quality of work is super important.
Absolutely.
So face value at an expo, they can flash up this sign that says, yes, it's like 50% off or whatever, but look behind that and see what you can get from that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Louise, outside of the expos, obviously you also run Rustic Weddings, which is an event coordinator, but you also have something called, what's the name of the company that you have called?
Her name is Hello Lucy Lou. This is my new little venture.
What's the backstory with that name?
Oh, well, I'm Louise and Lou.
Right, okay.
So Lucy is the van and you
Lucy,
are Lou?
Yeah. So, Lucy, yeah, good work.
Light bulb.
Yeah.
I got it. Please tell the audience what it is.
So Hello Lucy Lou is a stylish addition to any event.
I love that.
Yeah. She's a mobile caravan decked out with all the essentials to offer outstanding beverage service. She's based in the Hawkesbury, but we travel, anywhere in New South Wales, basically. And she's guaranteed to create that once-in-a-lifetime experience for you and your guests.
So basically, it's a get-drunk van.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. A get-drunk van.
But a stylish get-drunk van.
Right.
But look, let's be real. That is part of a wedding day.
Oh, look, the most important part of any wedding, apart from the couple, for all those out there that are
maybe
going, oh, no, it's not me,
as well,
is drinks and food.
Absolutely, because especially when it comes to speech time, you need that liquid courage caravan to be rolled up. And
did you need it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I don't think so.
I did, because I wrote a song and I was like, I'm going to sing that instead of do a speech. And then I'd only written it the day before and I nearly forgot the words. That was terrible. But ended up all right.
Yeah.
Ended up all right.
I remember that.
Nah, so tell us with her. So you refer to the van as her.
I do, yes.
Yeah, so
you
her,
guys, why not? Refer to your cars as girls or guys?
Just the car.
It's okay.
Gets me from A to B.
We're not car people.
Sometimes C.
All right, so let's refer to her as Lucy. So tell us about Lucy. So do you supply the alcohol, or how does that work?
No, she's actually BYO. But that doesn't mean you come with your Eskies, okay? So it just means that the couples get to buy the alcohol at a retail price or hotel.
The wholesale price.
And they're not paying for all the, you know, we're not paying $7 for a glass. or, you know, $30 for a bottle. We're buying it straight from Dan Murphy's or whoever it may be. Thanks, Dan. we serve it up.
Really good as well, because you go to a lot of wedding places and they might have a certain beer that they serve, and it might not even be what that couple prefers. Yeah. It's just
drinks.
Yeah. The house beer, whatever it may
be.
Yeah.
Or a house wine. So at least this way they get
the choice. You definitely get the choice of what you want to drink.
Yeah.
Or what your guests want to drink on the day.
More importantly, what you want to drink.
Yeah.
It's a good way to customize your wedding to the way that you want. It's all about those little things in wedding days, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, you want a custom earrings, custom whatever. I want to have this beer. I want to have this, like, you know.
Yeah. So is it just wine and beer that you would serve out of that?
No. We'll serve anything out of it. So you'll do wine, spirits, cocktails.
I love
making them.
What's your favorite one?
I love drinking
What's your favorite
them.
One?
Mojito?
Mojito.
I went on a cruise a while back and I got
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, and I had a beach coma in a fishbowl, and I think it's like 10 shots of alcohol and you get to keep the fishbowl. That was insane.
And he ended up in a coma.
Yeah, one straw. Like, it's you'd buy it at, like, you know, 6 o'clock and you'd still be drinking it at midnight. It was huge.
So with the cocktails, do you have, like, a cocktail list that you provide, or can they come up to you and go, I want a Toblerone?
Like, prior to us doing service, we speak with our couples and get an idea what they like. And look, most of them have been drinking for a while, so they have a pretty good indication
they
of
know what
they
like.
So, and we've got on our website, we have like a selection of cocktails that they can choose from. And the reason why we have them is because they're simple, quick, and we get service out quickly.
Yeah,
so if we have a really complicated one, it slows down your service, and there's nothing worse at the bar to have to wait till a long time. And cocktails take that little bit longer than having to snap a cap off a bottle of beer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you want to make it, and it's all about presentation, so you want to make them really look good.
So you have a list of cocktails and you say, okay, you choose from this and we'll tell you
what liqueur you need
to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we provide all the garnishes, everything to make it look pretty we provide. You just have to provide the base stuff that makes it the thing.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I have seen Lucy. I think she was at the expo that we done.
Yeah, no, she wasn't there. She's,
oh, okay.
She's only been under the cover of Rustic Weddings for about 2 years. So,
right.
Yeah, so now she's sort of became very popular out from that umbrella, and she's now out there doing her stuff.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So tell us about the packages. How does that work?
Basically, you can book her from 2 hours onwards.
Okay.
So if you're having like a hen's night, we make suggestions in regards to maybe having it a cocktail night so the girls can get involved in making the cocktails as well as drinking them. Weddings, they usually go from about, you know, 4 to 5 hours for your reception drinks, but it can be just for your after ceremony, something to keep your guests entertained while you're off having photos.
Yeah, beautiful.
Like
while your canapes are being served.
Yeah, while the canapes are being served. Always food with alcohol.
So what do you guys provide on the day?
The van fully decked out, all the glassware that you need, the ice for the service, sinks,
a lot of
the props. Sorry?
Table service.
No, we normally do table service if they want us to, but the benefit of the bar is people coming to one place where they can gather, converse.
Okay.
It's the life of the party, basically, and that's what I've always said with Hello Lucy Lou is the life of the party. That's pretty much our punchline, because that's what she does. Everyone comes to her, they gather at her, they talk, they converse, they drink, they walk away, the next lot come, or they just hang there. That's the best place, the bar.
And obviously you provide, obviously, the people that work in there. Obviously you're
yes, of course. The RSA staff, you've got to have someone to serve it. Yeah, the RSA staff. Look, the list is quite expansive, I guess, of the things, the service that we do. And that's all on the website anyway. So,
yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
So if people do want to find out exactly what you do, I can see on your website you have a good breakdown of the type of stuff that you do provide, which is great for people.
Yep.
And what about after people have kind of had enough drinking? What about tea and coffee?
Do you order? Tea and coffee, yeah. We always find that, especially in the winter months, not so much on the summer months, for the winter months. Yep. People like to, especially the oldies, like to settle down with a cuppa.
Hot chocolate for the kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Baby Chino.
Baby Chinos.
So you get a full, do you have like, is it like a big barista machine?
Or no, is it just... no. We do, we've just got a pod. Pod setups, yeah. Of course, of the power, a lot of the venues that we go to don't have the big source of power. Right. So we don't want to be shutting everyone's lights down and music down on the night, so we keep to just the pods. Yeah.
So you mentioned power. How does that work with, do you need power and water? How does that work?
We bring our own water. Okay. We can bring our own power. So if there's no power generators on site, there's no, yeah, generators, there's no biggie. We can actually
no biggie. Like that. No biggie, guys. We got this.
We got
our water. We got our power. No biggie.
That's brilliant, because a lot of people these days like to have, you know, if they do have a family member that has, you know, a large property, they might, you know, put up a marquee and have a vendor come for their food. So they could also have their van come as well, have Lucy Lou come over and serve all the alcohol.
Backyards, bush bashes, you know, food festivals, all that sort of thing's in now. Like everyone wants it to be casual, relaxed and fun. And that's why when we come in, it is. That's what it is. That's what we do. Create the fun.
Yeah, beautiful.
Create the fun.
Create the fun. I like that.
No biggie.
No biggie.
Okay, so tell us about how would someone secure you for their date?
So basically send through their date to start with to make sure that we're actually free and accept our quote.
Yeah.
And send a deposit.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that. That's
basic.
That's
easy.
But what's the, pretty much it, isn't it?
I guess what's the procedure once they've accepted the quote, they've put the deposit, kind of what is the... What you said that you talk to them. So what is the kind of pre before the wedding? Like, how does that kind of operate?
Yeah, okay. So I try to ask them to stick to the kiss.
Keep it short and sweet.
Yeah. So, well, not so much keep it short and sweet. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
So with your selection of beers and with your selection of drinks, I should say, you know, just three selection of beers, you know, and stick to, you know, your bubbly, your flat, like your whites, you know, like in your red. You don't need to have three selections of reds and five selections of bubbly, because it's, you're offering too much choice, and too much choice can be confusing sometimes for your guests. Yep. So if you keep it simple, it works, and your service will be easier as well.
Yeah, definitely. And with quantities of alcohol, you would kind of say, okay, for this many guests, you would be looking at needing to purchase this amount?
Yeah, we try. The best people that know the guests are the couples. So the first thing I say to them, are they big drinkers? How many are adults? How many kids? Because they say, oh, we've got 100 people coming to the guests, you know, to the wedding. And I'll say, well, how many are children? Oh, you know, 30. Okay, so you've got 70 guests.
Drinkers, yeah.
Yes. And now, are they from the age of 60 up, or from, do you know what I mean? So that way I get an idea of, are we all in for a booze fest? Are we in for a celebrational drink? Or, you know, is this going to be, we find that the older generation tend to be more responsible in their drinking, or slower, where the younger ones will go, oh, let's
no.
get let's,
I don't think I've been to that wedding before. I think the old ones are like, the young ones.
Oh,
like,
you have a couple of oldies. Yeah, absolutely. I have to agree with you. We do
have
a couple.
two beers going into one guy's mouth. No, I don't have that on videotape. No.
Love it. If someone overpurchases alcohol, how does that work?
Well, we say to them, if they overpurchase, hopefully it's near Christmas time and party on.
Yeah. Do they just get that back?
Yeah. We don't. They buy it, so we just pack it up at the end of night. Everything that's left over, pack it up at the end of night, and they take it home.
Okay.
So a lot of the retail liquor stores will actually, if you don't open up the packets and ruin them, or have them soaking in water for 2 days, they'll actually take them back. So,
wow.
You know,
okay. Cool.
Yeah. So you can always go, oh, look, we over-ordered here, or we didn't drink as much as we thought we would, you know. Yeah, and they're really good. Yeah.
What would you, just on average, an average, how much alcohol do you reckon people should be looking into?
Well, how about I say it like this?
Responsibly, of course.
Yeah, responsibly. Yes. the average, okay, so this is just average mixture, they say that in the first hour that a guest will drink, so I always say plan for all your guests, not just for, you know, your non-drinking ones. Because you're going to have a lot of non-drinking ones, people that got to travel.
Won't
drink, and you've got to make sure you supply water and soft drink for those people, or an alternative, you know, even if it's like a mocktail, you're going to do cocktail, something that makes them feel part of it, but not actually.
And you might have a couple where one of them is the designated driver, so that's going to cut that down.
The other one's going to make up for that. So,
by the way, you should always have a designated driver, guys.
Yeah, always drink responsibly.
But you know what? If you're at a venue, order a bus.
Or get accommodation on site.
Yeah.
So two, they say the average, you know, two drinks in the first hour and then, you know, one drink every hour after that. But I know that's not how it happens.
Not in Australia, no, of course.
Probably looking at more like four in the first hour and then two every hour after that. So if you work it out like that, depending on what you're going to serve, if you're going to have bottles of wine or slabs of beer or, or spirits, you know. Spirits we suggest don't start it at the beginning because you want to be able, your guests to see the whole wedding. So make it like after dessert or something like that if you're going to do spirits.
And also, I guess you guys would be having to abide by all RSA laws and laws like that. So you would have to, you guys would be able to say no to people and stuff like that, and the couple knows that at the head of the time that you say, look, if there is someone who is completely intoxicated, you guys have the right to refuse service, correct?
Is that part of a contract or something?
Yeah, it's part of just being able to serve. It's part of your RSA. Responsible service of alcohol is there's ways and means of telling people how not to continue on the way they are, I guess. Thing is like, hey, on this round, how about we get you some water? Come back again. Not so soon, but it's like you've just got to weigh up what's happening and who the people are. And if you know who their buddy is that has been coming up to the bar with them, just say him, hey, mate, you know, like he's had enough just for now.
Yeah.
So let's get him onto something else for a while, hey?
Do you know, I guess what the good thing is about your service, first thing, you know, say it's a venue that supplies it and through waiter service and stuff like that, is that you guys do have an understanding of how much people are drinking because they are coming to you, which is really cool. So for couples out there, if you are wanting to kind of, you know, have that kind of controlled, this is a good way to have that, because with table service, you might not know because one waiter might order you a drink and another waiter and vice versa. With you guys are there, you see Jimmy come up, you're like, hey, Jimmy, this is like the fourth one you've had in the last 30 minutes. That's pretty extreme.
Yeah, slow down.
So if you guys are wanting to have your wedding, you know, nice and controlled and not too crazy to an extent, these guys are really good for managing that for you and helping you, you know, have the wedding your way that you want.
Yeah. And it's on that note that it becomes cost effective as well, because when you've got waiters coming around with trays of drinks and you don't know when they're going to come back, you go, oh, I just might grab that one, or I might grab that. And then you tend to see, you know,
A lot of wastage,
this way.
But also with that they're paying generally per drink, whereas these guys have already paid up front, so that's a good thing to think about
too. So you've got that control. You know how much you've spent, basically. Yeah. You don't know. You can put like a tab on the bar or something.
Yeah.
How they do it.
I see people write on like Facebook pages all the time, how much should I put on the bar tab? Like how much alcohol should we purchase? Like this is a really good way to already control that, you know. You've already purchased your package. You've already purchased all the alcohol. If you run out of the alcohol, then that's it.
The thing is, Dan Murphy's prices are Dan Murphy's prices, but you go to one venue and they might charge $6 for a beer, and then you might go to another venue and they charge $15 for a beer. I was in a wedding, sorry, I wasn't in a wedding, I photographed a wedding recently, and I think it was $3,000 on the bar tab, which was supposed to run into the night. They demolished that bar tab just during canapes.
Wow.
So there must have been a lot of inflation on those drinks. So at least with this, you know what you're up for beforehand, and you're not going to have to worry about, am I guess going to drink too much? Do I have to, you know, ramp up the bar tab again or put more onto it? So yeah, at least you know what you're getting yourself into. And potentially, if they don't drink at all, you get some back. Yeah.
And I'm sure what's good with you as well, I'm sure you do it for couples. Like if the couples want these drinks are only for the bridal party, that these drinks cannot be touched by anyone else but us. You guys manage that too.
We can, yeah, definitely.
Which is, you know, because I know, so, you know, so many bridal tables will have special drinks, so it's really important.
Definitely. Look, Louise, thank you so much for coming onto the show. You have been a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for, you know, telling us about your experiences with planning weddings and running the expos, and also for letting us delve into Hello Lucy Lou a bit. Would you like to tell everyone where they can find you on your social media?
So it's Hello Lucy Lou underscore in Instagram, I believe, and Facebook, and then www.hellolucylou.com.au.
Beautiful. And we'll link those in the description as well. That's of the right. episode.
Thanks, but yeah, guys.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time and effort.
That's so wonderful. Thanks very much.
No, our pleasure. Thank you. So, Adam, that was a great insight. I learned a lot, and I kind of want to have a beer now. I don't often, well, I never drink during the week, but I'm in the mood now.
You know, the thing is, I think it's an underrated thing to think about. Like,
it is.
You know, we just, you know, you just expect that when you go to an event that it might have, you know, the drinks that you want, whether it be soft drink or alcohol, and some don't provide it. Like I've been to many, many weddings and that they don't provide that service. So if you are looking into a service, Hello Lucy Lou are a great one to come and have at your wedding.
Definitely. And I think, you know, the thing that Louise spoke about was that you can tailor it to, you know, do your guests drink a lot? Do they not drink a lot? And even better, do you want them to not drink a lot? Because some people don't want everyone getting smashed at their wedding. They want them to be there, you know, in the moment. Yeah, at a quite reasonable brain capacity that they can know what's happening. So they might say, all right, everyone's capped to four drinks. And, you know, that kind of service is there to be able to have, you know, just those amount of drinks there for everyone.
That's right.
That I think it's a really great touch for any wedding, especially those that, you know, don't already have or have the option to run your own bar service. I think it's great.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if anything this podcast has, you know, shown to people is that there is so many different types of vendors out there. And that's what we want to bring to attention in this podcast. We want to bring the attention of how many different types of vendors there is that can help your wedding be the way that you want. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we mentioned at the start of the episode about people getting in contact. I'd really love to hear from any of those brides and you know, bridesmaids even, whoever's attended recent expos, and tell us about your experiences there and what you enjoyed and what you think could be different. It might be another great segment for the show.
That's right.
Thank you very much, guys, for tuning in to another episode. We hope you gained a really good insight into a few different aspects of the wedding industry. You know, Louise had some really great knowledge to share with us all, and, you know, just another vendor that's had a lot of experience in the wedding industry. So it was really great to have her on.
Yeah, that's right. And please, guys, if you are following us on our podcast, we are available anywhere. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor. We're absolutely anywhere that a podcast can be, we are there. On those podcasts, please give us a rating, give us a comment.
Make sure you follow so you're aware of any future content that comes out.
Yeah, look, you know, I think when we first started out, we're like, we're going to bring out these episodes once a month. We've been trying to bring them out once a week.
Yeah, I know. So might draw back to Fortnite, who knows?
But if you are subscribed to us as well, that means you will get notifications on when we are uploading our new episodes. So please do follow us and subscribe to our podcast.
Absolutely. You can also follow us on Facebook at the Australian Wedding Podcast. Follow and like our page. Also join the Australian Wedding Podcast group. Get in on the conversation. Leave us a message or, you know, start a conversation on the group and let us know what you want to hear about. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. So, guys, don't forget to follow us on our own personal businesses too. I am Adam from PickFlix Productions and Brendan is Brendan from Neaton Photography. So please give us a follow on there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much for tuning in. Signing off for now. This is Brendan.
This is Adam.
And we'll talk to you soon.